This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Larry Johnson, retired CIA officer. He's also the former deputy director of the State Department's Office of Counterterrorism. We want to get his insights today as the Washington Post begins a series of articles on just how big and bureaucratic the intelligence community has become in Washington and around the country as a result of the 9/11 attacks now nearly a decade ago. And Larry, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Well, you and I have talked regularly since 9/11 about how you think the intelligence community responded to the terrorist threats that we now face in a way that was structurally incorrect. You thought it was getting too big, too bloated. You didn't like the addition of the Director of National Intelligence. Was that what you read today in the Washington Post pretty much what you already knew, or were there some new layers there that made it even worse?
No, it's just it's sort of, if you will, scraping the surface. I mean, it's a step in the right direction. I welcome that article. I had nothing to do with its publication. I wish I did. But what it highlights is that you have got this big, bloated, bungling bureaucracy. And it is, you know, remember during the Cold War where we had significant intelligence, military capabilities, and the Cold War ended, those didn't really go away. And then we come up with the War on Terror, and we stand up structures that are even bigger to deal with a terrorist threat. That there's a terrorist threat out there, but it's much smaller, it's much more contained, and frankly, it's not nearly as dangerous as facing the threat of intercontinental ballistic missiles or submarine-launched ballistic missiles.
What was the principal mistake made, whether it's by George Tenet or anybody else at that time, about how the restructuring should take place to deal with that? You said it should have been a sleeker, more focused effort.
Yeah,
how did they go in the wrong direction?
Well, by setting up a new agency, two new agencies, in fact. You know, I've always said tongue-in-cheek, the reason we were attacked on 9/11 is we didn't have enough Washington bureaucracies because the congressional response was to create the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and then to set up a separate National Counterterrorism Center. The reality was the CIA already had the Counterterrorism Center, which was set up back in the mid-80s, ostensibly to coordinate counterterrorism efforts. And at the CIA, you had FBI people detailed, you had Treasury Department detailed, you had military personnel. So they really had people from other agencies. The problem was CIA was not forced to share information. So, for example, when in January of 2001, they received information that two Al-Qaeda people were in the United States, even though there were FBI people out there at the CIA headquarters, the CIA director that ran the counterterrorism at the time, Kofor Black, did not allow that information to be shared with the FBI. So it was a very simple fix of simply holding them accountable, first firing people like Black, and secondly, making sure that there was a requirement and it was monitored and enforced to share information with other agencies. But instead, what they did is they set up this National Counterterrorism Center, which now has its own magnificent building. And yes, that was good for stimulating the economy in Northern Virginia and keeping building contractors employed. But at the end of the day, their analytical talent is very poor. They're incompetent, actually. And so we're spending more money and getting a whole lot less.
Larry, so what's the tangible result of this? They talked about in this article about so many different people essentially tasked with the same thing. One example was tracking terrorist financing, 51 different entities in 15 different states. How does that play out in terms of just processing intelligence, getting information where it needs to go? Just how gummed up is the system?
Well, we call it, my partner calls this white man's welfare. You know, this is welfare for the middle class. That's really what it is. Because of just the simple fact that they identify 51 different agencies, organizations, offices, which claim to have some lead or responsibility for tracking terrorist financing, and then you look at the number of actual terrorist assets that were captured and picked up, I would simply note that me and my partner, John Moynihan, are listed in the U.S. Department of Treasury's book on money laundering as we're the only non-U.S. government entities which have discovered a money laundering technique that terrorists were employing that the U.S. government was not aware of. We're the ones who alerted the U.S. government to it. So this is the kind of thing that can be done with, you know, frankly, you cut the budget about 40%, and you start laying people off and, you know, putting them out of government jobs. that's a move in the right direction, but it's politically, no politician's going to do that, particularly in this environment.
So, Larry, if our intelligence community is bigger and more bloated and less responsive than it was in previous years, does that suggest we're actually more vulnerable to terrorist attacks than we were even at the time when the terrorists succeeded in hitting us in 2001?
No, actually, I think we're less vulnerable because despite all the bloat and the overlap, they've actually been fairly effective. In particular, U.S. military special operations started a campaign and technique in Iraq that's been pursued and expanded to Afghanistan. And the CIA's been doing some things where they've killed and captured a significant number of folks who were trying to participate in terrorist operations. And in fact, I think we've seen the degradation of their capabilities by that failed bombing in New York City, and even the underwear pants bomber. He wasn't even carrying enough explosives on board himself to have blown the plane up, thank God. He was probably severely damaged his legs, but he wasn't going to blow up the plane. So just the simple fact that they don't know what they're doing, to me, is a sign. But we're still I've been talking about this for 8 years. To this day, we still do not have a coordinated top 10 most wanted list of who the top 10 terrorists are we ought to get. State Department has a list. Department of Justice has a list. FBI has a list. Department of Defense has a couple of lists. CIA has a list. And nobody has reconciled those lists and said, let's all work off the same list and work together. It's a very simple fix. All that requires is somebody at the White House, and Bush failed to do it, Obama's failing to do it, call them all into one room and say, I want your list by tomorrow. We're going to go through it one by one, and we're going to come up with a prioritized list, 1 through 10. And once we do that, we're going to go after them, 1 through 10. Let's get the worst people out of the way and work our way through. We do that, we're going to be far safer.
Larry, we're just about out of time. You mentioned before that few have the political will to do what's necessary here as a result of the terror threat that we face. They think that bigger is better. When this series is concluded and people get the size and scope of the bureaucracy we're dealing with here, will that move the needle at all, or is that just going to be maybe a week-long story and then people will move on to something else?
Well, I hope it will move the needle. I mean, it's going to lay out the facts so nobody can say, oh, we didn't know. This is going to put it out there in pretty stark detail, and it is incumbent upon all Americans to press their government and say, look, we can be safe without having to just throw money away. And unfortunately, I mean, I've seen it firsthand. I work for a company that's on one of those lists in there. I do a little bit of work for them, but it is, you know, I've seen enormous waste, fraud, and abuse, and maybe not fraud, but at least waste and abuse of buying new furniture every year for two consecutive years just because they had budget money they needed to spend, for example, at a military base in Florida is just one example. And there are multiple others. Or one that they kept 2,000 people employed hunting for terrorist targets where they never found a terrorist target. And frankly, they were duplicating an effort that was being carried out by a group of about 300 people much more efficiently.
Yeah, at a time we're looking at a major debt, knowing that cutting some of that money wouldn't compromise our national security might seem pretty attractive to voters right now. Larry, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Larry Johnson, former CIA officer, former deputy director of the State Department's Office of Counterterrorism. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.